Blog Talk Radio.
You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports Index.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, Doc.
Thank you. Well, thank God first and foremost. Lil T, always calling, always wanted to do, well, actually, anytime I get on the phone with them guys, Lil T and Jump Shot, so I could do, Lady A too, and Dusty, and Pete came in, hey, so we're going to do a quick show, you know, Friday night, we come back Saturday, Lil T, Isaiah gets back to Johnson, and maybe actually his superiors, God, you know, it was Isaiah who was the leader of his team winning championships. Magic was the leader of his team winning championships. That's Danny Sports, the pop documentary of Trust and God Network. It's a little summer feel today. The weather got a little better. And, we'll be going the weekend. As always, though, we got to open up with Sam Cooke, and then we'll do a prayer. Why don't we do the prayer first? Dear Lord, thank you for another day. More important to have you, will you wait? Thank you, Lord, for last night's laying down. This morning's getting up. As my mother said, beloved mother, living clothed in our right mind. Thank you for food on our table, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet. More important to you, Lord, thank you for a debt paid that wasn't made a long time ago on the hill across Calvary. Name your darling son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. Jump Shot, join us. Sam Cooke, open up with us. We got a little Pete ready to chop at the bit.
Oh, there was a woman in the Bible day. She had been sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by. So she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, what are you trying to do? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She cried, oh. She had no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, somebody touch me. She said, it was I who just wanna touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now. She stood there crying.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth, Blog Talk Radio. And of course, we've got a network, and let's jump into it. Let's see, call. And okay, Pete, you know, you gave me a great list. Your top 10, top 20 players, and a lot of people would definitely think you had a tackle lunacy.
Yeah.
But Irvin Magic Johnson was on that list. Let me see if I can get that list here while I have you here.
I can read you the list if you need to.
You know what? Let me get back to the point with you. Okay, read me the list that you have.
Sure. All right. So, Doc, here's how the list works. So, the list is not exactly the players in order. This is just the list of who I think is on the best players of all time. Who have earned the right to be on this list.
Okay.
So, Doc, now I got Wilt Chamberlain at number one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the only where I say it's in order is mm-hmm. where Wilt Chamberlain is at number one. Because there's no one better than Wilt Chamberlain, in my opinion. Now, The rest is just players. I got Bill Russell, Jerry West, Oscar Robertson, Michael Jordan, Elgin Baylor, Bob Pettit, Julius Erving, Walt Frazier, Earl the Pearl Monroe, LeBron James, Nate Archibald, Sam Jones, Willis Reed, Rick Barry, Nate Thurman, Steph Curry, Kobe Bryant, and there's a lot of more people that I probably forgot that are definitely still up there, but I didn't have a chance to get to that. But there's a lot of great players over the years, Doc. Very, very good.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Let me do a jump shot. Hold on a second here. Okay. Okay, go ahead, Lil Pete.
So, Doc, let me start off by saying here, okay, here's what I'm going to say. We are so open to the conversation of how great guards are. Everyone's got their attention on the guards because the guards get the ball most of the time. They bring up the ball. Now, Doc, agree with me on this one if I'm right. People forget how good the centers were and the forwards that played the game. For example, Wilt Chamberlain gave you 30, 22, and 5 for career. Now, that is just as many assists as some point guards in the entire NBA history. He's given you twice the rebounds of a forward and of some centers, Doc, and of some centers. And on top of that, he's given you the same amount of points as Michael Jordan. But that's for career. Now, there's some points in Wilt Chamberlain's career where he averaged over 50. So here's how I look at it. People want to talk about how great guards are. Where's Wilt Chamberlain? Why isn't Wilt Chamberlain in the conversation? You know,
Look, first of all, it's a different game today. We're talking about guards because that's what everybody's talking about. Okay, you had your list of the great. Read your list one more time for Jump Shot. Jump Shot just joined us. Read your list of the players that you picked as the best of all time so Jump Shot can listen to it. Hit your list one more time.
So Jump Shot, here's who I got. So I put Wilt. Now, this list is not in order. This is just a list of who I think deserves to be on the best players of all time. But I didn't have a chance to come in order, but this is them not in order. So I got Wilt Chamberlain at number one. Then it's Wilt Chamberlain's the number one player of all time, in my opinion. Then I just got a whole bunch of players after that, like Bill Russell, Jerry West, Michael Jordan, Elgin Baylor, Bob Pettit, Julius Erving, Walt Frazier, Earl the Pearl Monroe, LeBron James, Nate Tiny Archibald, Sam Jones, Willis Reed, Rick Barry, Nate Thurman, Curry, Bryant. The list goes on and on. I could name plenty of players. Cousy. There's a lot of great players. McHale. I think a lot of players back then definitely deserve to be on the list because, you know, they played great.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't dispute your list. Personally, this is just a personal thing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't do greatest of all time because errors The game has been around 75 years, and there are different eras to the game. You mentioned Wilt Chamberlain. You mentioned Bill Russell. You mentioned Earl Monroe, who's one of my favorite Knicks. You mentioned a lot of players there, and they're intertwined by playing in different eras.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also the three-point line, which also today's shooters helped change the game. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I heard you mention LeBron, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He did.
All right. So, because when you talk about eras, here's what I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you my all-time greatest, right? But it's 1A, B, C, and D, trying my best to take into account the different eras they played in. So 1A is going to be Bill Russell.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Obviously, he played in the 60s. He played in one of the most racist cities in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And he was excellent. He played and he coached the team and was the epitome of teamwork. And a lot of the players that he had to gel with, he didn't even stay in the same hotel with. Then I'm going to go 1B. I'm going to go with first, his name was Lew Alcindor Jr. Then he became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That's 1B. 1C, I'll go Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And I did watch him as a disgruntled Knicks fan. You know, I watched him just destroy the Knicks and anybody else every year. And then 1D, giving some kudos to this era, 1D, and he's going to become the all-time greatest scorer of all time after the season, would be LeBron James. I know he started early. He started at 18. He's played 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'll give him preps. And I think with that list, I tried to cover all the errors.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got Russell. You got Abdul-Jabbar. You got Jordan. And you got James.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just
obviously. Okay, go by your list. Any list that you put together, an Oscar Robertson name doesn't pop up. Elgin Baylor, there's something wrong with that list. Okay,
of
now
course.
We talk about
and
Michael. I said this before.
Sorry.
Okay, I'm not. Hey. Okay?
You're
we
right.
Talk about Michael. Understand that. But I said this redundantly. And Justin, we have another show tomorrow, so have your back. You know, people act like Michael Jordan only played 6 years. What about the other 7 years?
Mm-hmm.
They act like Michael Jordan only played 6 years. And now, if you look at Kareem's numbers, Kareem has more MVPs, just as many titles, more assists, okay, than what Jordan had at the guard position. Mike, I understand that's all you saw. I'm blessed by God and the Savior Jesus to see the great players before, and that's one of the big problems. Mike talked about that too, the high visibility of today's players as opposed to guys yesteryear, but I don't know how you can put a list together and somehow Oscar Robertson ain't on that list. When he retired in his era, if we go by eras now, going by eras, in his era, Oscar Robertson was the second highest scorer in the game and number one in assists in an era where he got screwed on assists. Yet he was the number one all-time assist man and yet the second highest scorer in the history of the game. So I don't know how you can put this together, you know, and then if we want to go to the championship thing, then, you know, Russell's won just about twice as many as Jordan. Okay, Kareem has won. You know, Kareem has won what, five? So I mean, and you know, and I think you can say who's it's ironic that when you talk about baseball, they say Babe Ruth's the best player of all time. You say, by the way, Babe Ruth, best player of all time. Well, wait a minute, Jerry Clark, Jerry's greatest player of all time. Baseball don't start in 1947. Okay, but Babe Ruth is the greatest player of all time. But I can't say Michael Jordan's the greatest. I can't say Kareem is the greatest. I can't say Jim Bob. Why not? Why not? I guess because they're the black. But the point is, you know, when we talk about Mike, we act like Mike only played 6 years. Who's to say that Russell wouldn't have won the MVP six times had they had an MVP for the finals? Who's to say he wouldn't have won it six times?
Absolutely.
You know, they didn't have that award when Russell was there. And you know, and we take away from Chamberlain, because he won, only won two championships. But like him and Russell said, who else is winning championships back in those days but the Celtics? They won nothing out of 15 years. They won 8 years in a row. 8 years in a row, he won the title. 8 years in a row, he won the title. And, the, and, it, so,
and that goes to show the superteam, Doc, you know?
Huh?
I said, you know, this is part of the reason. You know, the Chamberlain never really had – yes, he did have players – but, you know, Russell had an amazing team that was unbeatable, Doc, in a way.
You know, what? When Chamberlain got a good team, he had the greatest team in the history of basketball when he got players around.
Absolutely.
And nobody gives him credit for making that team. Now,
and
when
Doc,
we
Doc,
look
here's
at,
the thing. So yeah. Doc, here's the thing, okay? This is what people don't understand about championships and then individuals, okay? Individuals. When we're debating a best player of all time, all right, of an era or anything, whatever you want to call it, you have to go off of how many points they're giving you, how many rebounds they're giving you, how many assists they're giving you, and defensive plays, and how much they're shooting from the field. Now, I want you to think about this. I love Mike. Mike's a great player. I love Irving. But in reality, if Wilt Chamberlain is giving you just the same amount of points, 22 rebounds, and leading the league in assists as a big man, giving you more blocks, just the amount of assists, he is the better player. Same thing with
Bob Pettit and Tim Duncan. Not to mention his, you know, his field goal percentage on the floor. I mean, Sharif, did you join us? Hold on.
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay, Doc Stanley Sports Net, Block Talk Radio, Trusted Club Network, the legendary Jump Shot Jonesy, the iconic little Pete Sharif. We got a few minutes here. We've got another good 10 minutes, so join us. But, you know, Lou Pete called in, and Jump Shot had called me, so I said, let me do a quick show here. I want you to join us. We're talking about, you know, the greatest players of all time. You know, you have the updated score on that game tonight right now? On the.
I got you. It's a commercial on. Give me a second. After the commercial goes off, I'll give you an update on the score. But I know Boston is winning. It's in the fourth quarter. I believe it was like 92 to like 80-something. But Boston is losing right now.
All right. Well, Friday, this first Friday NBA season opener. Jeff said you had originally called me about something else. Can we hit that subject real quick? Because I know you always call me with something really dead update. So give me the story.
Yeah, Bruce Bochy has come out of retirement. And is now the manager of the Texas Rangers. He's a three-time World Series championship manager. He had retired from the San Francisco Giants maybe about a couple of years ago, and he decided to come back. And he immediately got the managerial position with the Texas Rangers. Tony La Russa, because of health reasons, has stepped down, and.
So Bochy got the job at Texas, or he got the job at Chicago?
No, he got the job with Texas, coming out of retirement.
Okay, so now what's happening with La Russa in Chicago?
La Russa's going to step down or step away because of health challenges.
Okay, you know, so now the point that Jeff is making here.
The question we're looking at is that in a league – which has diminished in terms of this black population, whether at the general manager, managerial, and even at the player level, was there any candidate considered at least that may have come in and qualified for the Texas Rangers job? I did see Bo Porter yesterday or the day before on the Major League, on the MLB Network as a commentator. Willie Randolph's name hasn't been mentioned. And there's probably a few others out there. But Bruce Bochy, no disrespect to him, he's a three-time World Series
jump
champion.
You're being far too calm. Okay, let's just hit this where it's at. This is once again straight
up.
Hey,
guys, real I don't want to cut you off real quick, guys.
Here.
So the update on the NBA game, Boston versus Miami, the score is 100-89. Boston is up. It's in the fourth quarter. Jaylen Brown and Tatum has high score. It's fourth quarter, 7 minutes left.
Okay. We're getting back to this.
In the fourth quarter, the Brooklyn Nets are leading the Toronto Raptors by 10. Well, now it's 12. 100-88, 5:37 left in the fourth quarter. That's at the bottom.
Thanks a lot, gentlemen. Let's just get this real jump. Let's say, hey. Once again, we've seen this same old white prison, straight up bullshit. Bullshit comes out every time. You mean to tell me that you don't have a nigga player that can manage? Willie Randolph never got a second chance to manage again. What about Chris Chandler? And what about the guy who used to black manager, who used to coach, who used to manage the Texas Rangers, who took him to the World Series?
Right.
So you mean to tell
one
me
strike.
That there's...
He was one strike from winning the World Series. He got them to the World Series back-to-back years. He is now the third base coach of the Atlanta Braves. But I guess he didn't get the call. Maybe it's fine.
You see this. Where are you getting static from now? Somebody's getting me static. Let me see. Did you jump shot? Jump shot? No, okay, they jump shot. You know, this is the thing that gets you. And they say, and I say, Sam Cooke has a song, you know, change is going to come. And I said, it ain't come yet. Okay, this is ridiculous that Brochi comes out of retirement. Tony Russo came out of the Hall of Fame in retirement and got a job. I remember, I think Bob Melvin came out of the broadcast booth and got a job. So you mean to tell me that there's no black man qualified outside of Dusty Baker? You know what I mean? Who didn't have a job for the longest time. So, I think baseball now is down to like 7% black in players. All right. And now you're telling me you got Bochy, who's going to come out, another guy who had a team that was molded, shaped by Dusty Baker, just like the Golden State Warriors were molded and shaped by Mark Jackson. But this is, in the words of Harold Wesson, sad and touching, yet redundant. This is the American way. You know, I mean, how does Bochy come out of retirement after saying all the things he said, boom, 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 boom. Now he gets a job with the Texas Rangers. Okay, LaRussa came out of the Hall of Fame and retirement and got a job with the Chicago White Sox. I remember Bob Melvin coming out of the broadcast booth. So as often as change, they remain the same. I mean, this is this is the way. What's Irwin and Fire song? That's the way of the white world. That's the way. I mean, Jeff Shaw, I'm just glad you brought it because we're going to have to run a little while. But this is just sad and touching, man. You know, but this is the natural order of things. You know, Bochy comes out of retirement and gets the job as the manager of the Texas Rangers. Tony La Russa, 2 years ago, came out of the Hall of Fame in retirement and got the job as the manager of Chicago White Sox. I remember Bob Melvin coming out of the broadcast booth. You mean to tell me that's about, 15, 20 years ago? There was nobody on the field. Nobody had been in the game. The names, we could go. There was Dusty Baker. There was Hal McRae. There was Ken Griffey Jr., Ken Griffey Sr. Okay. Nobody's asked Chris Chambliss. Remarkable. Batting coach of the world champion Yankees. Got fired as the batting coach of the world champion. How did that happen? He pitched a perfect game, no-hitter. And you're not in the starting rotation. But, you know, it's just as often as these things happen, it validates that nothing has changed for the better. And baseball has always been the constant barometer of what racism is all about in this country. In 1947, Jackie Robinson first came in to the league. He had a quota of players. But, you know, when they talk about way back in the day, it was a gentleman's agreement. The gentleman, Klan's guy, maybe? Gentleman's agreement. I mean, what kind of gentleman, you know, that no black players will be allowed to play professional baseball. And now this here is just said, Doc Stanley, Sports Network, Blog Talk Radio, Tristan Garvin Network. You got the NBA updates. But we'll be back on tomorrow in a daytime show before the Yankees and the Astros play again. The Astros 2 games away from taking Dusty Baker back to the World Series for the third time. Little Pete will be back here with us. There's a jump shot back here. We'll also get Dusty Spence, and Crawford is off. And jump shot, I don't know if you heard this. You too, little Pete. Your dad called me last night. Excuse me, Doc Stanley, and told me that the fight was off. And he said he was a little upset and he didn't know what happened. I told him, I know what happened. It's Crawford. I know what happened. Now, jump shot. Now, little Pete, listen to this. Listen to this now. Listen to this. The fight is off. And one of the reasons why it's off is that Crawford, during the so-called negotiations with the Spence team, had signed to fight somebody else. Told them, hey, you know what, I'll get back to you. Let's try to get this done. And in the interim, I told Jumpshot I couldn't be there Friday because I don't know, you know, I'll get back to you. And yet I told Lou Pete on Wednesday that I'll be at his party Friday, but I'm telling Jumpshot I don't know if I can make it. So now I call Jumpshot Friday afternoon and say, hey, man, I can't make your party, man. I'm obligated to Lou Pete. So, you know, and what Spence said, it was like, hey, man, you know, this is messed up because, you know what, I could have signed to fight somebody else, too, had he told me that negotiation was off. Right now, I'm in limbo. So this adds to the legacy and legend of the kind of person, well, you want to use the term asshole, that Terrence Crawford is. Signed to fight somebody else, knew he had signed to fight somebody else, and yet turned around and told the Spence people, you know, hold on to the negotiation. Look, let's try to get this resolved. Spence and Crawford is off. We'll give you some more to that. I think next week we got Lomachenko fighting at Madison Square Garden. Jumpshot gave an update on the next, look like they're closing on their first victory. Boston trying to win tonight, last night. Good game against the Sixers who played. Take the Jumpshot. The Sixers are going to play 11 of their first 14 games at home. 11 of their first 14 games. And they lost last night to Milwaukee. I'm seeing this new trend now of home teams wearing the away uniforms. Gentlemen, we are going to run because we're going to do a quick show. So we're going to come back with part two of this tomorrow. But jump shots and closing thoughts before we get to Lou Pete.
Yeah, there's one of the other black manager in Major League Baseball whose team won 111 games this season, has been a World Series champion. Every year he's managed a team, he's gotten into the playoffs. He is expected to be retained.
You know what? That's remarkable to me. as my boy, he's expected to be retained. Not only mention that, he won a world championship as a player. Finally helping Boston break their curse. I remember the Astros who handed Dusty a job that was straight up in depth in scandal, dislike, bullshit. And they didn't know after Dusty had taken to the World Series last year they were going to retain him. And in both cases, it's a coincidence that these guys happen to be black. I mean, his Bochy is, gentlemen, we're going to have to run because we have been doing a short show tonight, but I can't get on the phone with you, Lou Pete, and somehow this guy's doing the show. So we're going to be back tomorrow.
Raptors and the Nets are tied at 100. There's a minute 35 left in the game. 100-100, Brooklyn and Toronto. 130 left.
Okay. Hold on. Don't go there.
Kyrie Irving just hit a shot. It's now 102-100, Brooklyn. A minute 25 left in the game. Toronto has the ball.
Don't move then. Let's do a little quick thing here. Maybe we can get that before we go. I got another couple of minutes real quick that Marvin Gaye has just to say before we go on our way here on Sports Today Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and Guard Radio Network. Marvin, come here real quick, and then we'll get on. Come on, Marvin, real quick. What are you going to say, Marvin?
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair.
Yeah.
Who really cares?
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
really cares? Who really cares? Who's willing to try? Who is willing to try to save a world? To save a world that's destined to die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today,
children today,
really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
live. Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Life.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Okay, Jim Chat, what's the latest on that Nets game?
108-104 Brooklyn. It's 9 seconds left in the game. Kevin Durant just committed a foul. So Siakam is going to the line to shoot two. It's 9 seconds
left.
108-104 Brooklyn. 9 seconds left. Okay. Siakam is at the line to shoot two free throws.
Okay, Sharif, what's happening with that Boston game?
106-99, Boston up. 47 seconds left. Tatum is going to the free throw line right now to shoot two free throws. So it basically, it looks like this game is sealed.
Okay, so it looks like Boston wins, and also looks like we're going to have a first victory of the season for the Brooklyn Nets. Doc Stanley, SportsNet, Blog Talk Radio, Trust and Government Network. Thank Jump Shot for being with us. Also want to thank Sharif for joining us tonight, our special guest, and also Little Pete. That's going to be it tonight, gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon.
He missed the second shot. They fouled Kevin Durant. 6.2 seconds left. 108-105 Brooklyn. Durant's going to the line to shoot two. I think he is.
Okay. Thanks a lot, gentlemen. Doc Stanley, SportsNet, Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Have a good night.
Okay, guys.
Doc Stanley, SportsNet, Blog Talk Radio, and the Trusting Government Network. Jump Shot Jonesy, Little Pete, Sharif Jonas, from the bottom of my heart. God bless you all. Trusting God always. Sports and Death, Blog Talk Radio, on the Trust in God Radio Network. Trust in God 100%. Sports and Death, Blog Talk Radio, on the Trust in God Radio Network. Trust in God 100%. Larry Hardesty, take us on, baby.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
And with that, we're about ready to go. It's the end of the show, and let's do it the only way we can do it. And hope you enjoyed it. Little Pete had to leave. We'll be back tomorrow with an afternoon show, so don't go. And as always, Sports and Death, NBA, Nets, Boston wins the night, 4th and Death. The Dr. Henry Sanders Jr. Sports documentaries, Jim Fat Jones, and Lil Pete, and special guest Sharif Thacker. Join Doc on this segment of SID. SID is an in-depth forum for education, showing a look at the world of sports, and this is renowned and legendary world-winning radio show, Sports and Death. That rests with both a daring historical perspective, bringing also both an in-depth look perspective, not only on the sports of our time, but two of the players and performers of the set events that now and yesterday. Sports and Death, a.k.a. SID, also brings us a unique charge of sports from an intellectual perspective, not just athletics, because of it takes your God-given talent and condition. It takes a God-blessed mind filled with passion, determination, intellect, and a belief in competing, competing, and accomplishing too. And with in-depth knowledge, and the resident of the Black Account Party, Sports and Death is too, the world in depth. Thank you again for joining us, Real World's Local Rumors, Hog Tie, and lasso the issues and bring the truth. Three quotes tonight. Muhammad Ali, service to others, and would you pay for your room on earth? Dr. King, life's not consistent, most urgent question is, what are you doing for others? And I'm the man from the serve and not the serve. Dr. King again, forgiveness is not occasion to act, but a permanent state of mind. You want for others if you want for yourself, if you really care about yourself. Dr. Stanley, Sports and Death, Live Talk Radio, and Trusting God in the way. And by my heart, bless you all and trust in God. Thanks for joining us.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.